Lord, give thy judgments to our king, therein instruct him well, and with his son that princely thing. Lord, let thy graces dwell, that they may govern righteously and rule thy folk aright, and so defend with equity the weak which have no might, the simple heart, the widows poor, and orphans in distress, to save from wrong and evil doer, to punish and repress. Direct his nobles readily to guide their folk in peace, and let the magistrates apply injustice to increase, that they also may help the weak and those with wrong oppressed, from such as hurt and proudly speak, to give them peace and rest, that all may know and eke obey, regard and fear thy might, so long as sun doth shine by day, or else the moon by night. Lord, make our king unto the just like rain on fields new mown, and as the drops that lay the dust, and fresh the land laid sown, that they may prosper in his time, in grace and wealth and peace, although the wicked do repine, yet let them not increase, that these ends of the earth, the west, possessions of thy son, may in thy right rule and be blessed, till date of time be done. Plant unity within his realms with wealth and grace divine. Let knowledge flow like crystal streams, and Babel's sect decline. Direct him and his royal race, thy scion still to rear, in length of days with health and peace, in thy true faith and fear, that sacrifices of prayer and praise with alms may offered be, in faith and love to thee always, by all in each degree, with grace and love, with wealth and peace, this noble city bless, and all that do our good increase. We pray thee, Lord, no less. Accept our prayers, receive our praise, which now to thee we give, for these and all thy gifts always, and will do while we live. All glory to the Trinity, both now and eke for aye, to God all one in persons three, one essence pure we pray.